I want to share something with you just as a practical deal this. I'm committed the best I know to obey Jesus where he would have me go. So I'm going to share this, and pardon me for a moment of talking about myself, but it's about what we just talked about. 6 months ago, I had a guy preach on Saturday night. His name's Dennis Turner, and he is a pastor friend of mine, and he preached on Sabbath. I said, hey, you want to come and share with us? We're teaching on kingdom, teaching on a lot of things, and he came and he taught on Sabbath rest. I'm sitting there. I must have had 15 missions we did that night. It was one of our busiest nights we'd ever had. I finally got him. My heart was churning. I was churning. I was inside. I went and sat down. Were you guys there that night? Do you remember that at all? You were? Preached on Sabbath rest. I'm like, Sabbath rest? This is mamsy pamsy. Honestly. I really did have the response. I'm like, yeah, thanks, Dennis. Good. All right. And he actually called me out by name and another guy that's on our team, Aaron Wallace, who's about to rewind 20 years, and he's as hyper as me, okay? And he's preaching his heart out on the west side, doing a great job, but just passionate. And he called us out by name. Sam, Aaron, Sabbath rest. I'm like, man, that's, yeah, thanks, buddy. I'm into fully working and going full throttle for God. I know my Bible. But I'm a new covenant guy, and I don't have to do Sabbath like that. We have to do it Sunday or Saturday, whatever. But I processed that for a while, and it cooked in me. Then in May, a trusted prophetic sister, mature gal, sent me a word about rest. She was praying for me that day that I would rest, that I would embrace rest, that the power of the kingdom advancing in some of the stuff I'm involved in is not by me making more connections and working more people and doing whatever. It would probably be found best in me resting and having deep intimacy with Jesus. I was like, well, that's nice. And then I got back to work. Then she sent another deal to me and Amy, the same kind of thing. She's praying for leaders all over. And Sam, I'm telling you, the Lord is saying something about rest to you. And I'm thinking in my heart, I'm not tired. I don't feel burnt out in ministry. But it was strong and it came again. Then it started to dawn on me, oh my gosh, the Spirit of God is wooing me to obey him and to rest. Hang on, everybody. This is going to maybe seem odd. I don't know if you've noticed, but I got a little bit of energy. And by the way, I like it. I mean, I don't like my energy. I like doing stuff. I love working. I love it. But the Lord's been saying something to me. And again, I'm not tired or not, whatever. But he said, I start talking to Amy and goes, the Lord's saying something to you about resting. And I'm trying to take a day off every week. I don't do very well at it, but I try to. I just feel stirred and want to do stuff all the time. But I feel like the Lord is challenging me about this. So I share it with Dick Coons. I don't know where Dick still is. He working somewhere in the nursery? But Dick sends me this word. It's so strong. Sam, this is from the Lord, and you're supposed to rest and get still before him. I mean, it was really strong. I've got an emailing sent to you. I was like, okay. And then I start sharing it with a couple elders around me and people I trust in the Spirit, and they would cry telling me, this is the word of the Lord to you. This is the word of the Lord to you. And I was like, ah. And so it got really clear, and then it dawned on me, the last thing was, I'm going to live in Dennis Turner, who spoke 6 months ago. I'm living in his house July 3rd through 28th. And you know what he's doing right now? He's on a sabbatical for 3 months and resting. And I went, what? I make fun of guys on sabbatical. I do. I'm just admitting it. Are you kidding? Sabbatical? Anyway, I don't feel tired. I don't feel burnt out. But I feel like me obeying Jesus in July means I don't have one meeting, I don't preach one sermon. That's offending to my mind. It's offending to me. It really is a little bit. I'm just telling you. Me obeying Jesus means July 3rd through 28th, while I'm in Dennis, I Sabbath. I go deep in intimacy with the Lord. I don't have one discipleship meeting, no one leadership in the state, in the city, anywhere, and I don't preach one sermon. I was holding back and saying, yeah, except for Saturday night. Because we got something kind of mushrooming on Saturday night. And leaders, and it's getting known to the city. We've gone public. It's been wild. We've doubled probably in the last, what? Anyway, it's a crazy deal. And I'm like, except Saturday night. Because I like it, and it's so fun, and it's easy. And then Dick Coons gets in my face. Except for Saturday night. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What's the Lord saying to you? I'm like, seriously, can you just get out of my business? Then I finally submit to that. I submit to that, and I go, okay. I'm going to have some of my sons preach. That'll be good. I have some of my sons preach, and I'm getting them set up. It's wonderful, but I'll run lab time. You don't know what that means as much here, but lab time's a big chunk of what we do there, 15, 20 minutes of ministry. Last night, the room was roaring. We were laying hands on sick people with cancer, words, modeling. It was just so fun. It was so great, and I'm like, I'm going to run lab time. And then Joe Jordan. Anybody know Joe Jordan? He's so irritating. I meet with him for lunch. Before I can tell him this, he starts going, hey, I'm reading through Leviticus and Numbers. Wow, that's a little tough sometimes. But the one part that stood out to me was, just before I said anything, it's the part about that land. 6 years. 6 years they do it and they let it rest. And I just go, oh my gosh. I go, I get it. And I'll tell you what I think this is about. I'm going to obey. I'm obey. And I'm delighted. I'm delighted to obey. I really am. But this is not about whether I'm tired or whatever. It's about calibrating my heart to trust the Holy Spirit to be the driver of the ministry, the mission, and the kingdom work that's happening all around. The problem with a personality like me is that I usurp the place of the Holy Spirit on a regular basis. I think my energy keeps stuff going. I think my motivation keeps stuff going. People aren't going to do this unless I'm, you know what I mean? I'm just confessing. And the Lord's going, I got to calibrate your heart for you to be able to walk the next leg of this race. So I'm going to obey. The cross for me is not going to one meeting or preaching one sermon in July. How can that be? That offends my mind, but I'm not going to lean on my understanding. I'm going to trust in the Lord. Now you can, I'll meet you out back and you can rebuke me later if you want to, but I intend to obey Jesus in this. I intend to obey. Amy's like, what the heck are you going to do with yourself? She goes, I'm telling you, this is the Lord and I'm in, but I'm a little concerned, I think for her own being. What is this going to be like when Sam has nobody but me in front of him, you know? Pray for Amy. She goes, I'm afraid you're going to turn your rest into some regimen work thing. I'm going to read 75 chapters a day and I'm going to, I don't know what I'm going to do. All I'm going to do, I am going to press in. I'm going to rest and not just try not to do stuff physically, but try to get rested on my inside so that I can trust him. Why did I share it? It's my story. I appreciate your prayers. I want to explain why I will not be here some, and if I am here, I'm not doing one thing in July. But I wanted to model for you the cross. That's a cross for me. It seems the opposite. I got one of the biggest citywide prayers coming up in August. I was going to work hard in July, getting people in the state and whatever. I mean, honestly, I got plans to plan Cessna Stadium citywide prayer. I believe the Lord said to my heart, the prayer movement takes off in August at Cessna. We've been taxiing around for 15 meetings around the city. It takes off. I'm like, yes, when I heard that, I'm ready to go to work. I'm going to get people. I'm going to rally them, black, white, Hispanic. And then the Lord says, I need you to sit down. I need you to sit down so I can do what I'm going to do. I was thinking about that, and I'll end with this. Just as a teaching, it's a good teaching, but God makes Adam and Eve last. Do you remember that? We say maybe in the evening of the sixth day. I don't know. But he makes and does all that stuff. After everything, man. And he tells him, I want you to be fruitful, multiply, what? Fill, subdue. It's a mission that you're to get to work at. Sun sets, and the Lord says, I need you to sit down and rest for the first day of your life on planet. There's Adam and Eve's first day is the seventh day. They're made in the middle of the sixth day. I got you a commission. Take a nap, wake up, and I want you to rest tomorrow. I think there's a point in that for us. We're to work from grace and rest to hit the eighth day and begin to fulfill our commission. Does that make sense, everybody? Sabbath rest is the great, grace of God is the great point of the seventh day, but we start and we operate from there as we do our mission. And often we're living not rested in our insides. So, praise God. I want to testify, make an announcement, and make a point. God bless you. Pray for me and pray for Amy. And here we go. What's God asking you to do? What's God asking you to do? You know, it may be to go to work. It may be this, it may do that. I don't know what it is, but may you respond to it, trusting him to supply for you in every way. Amen.